set a flow right now, woo up. Allow to a limit, remind you of the sky when I'm in it. We on cloud nine for the minute. Am I your style and your physique? And I ain't trying to critique, but you deserve a good drink, so what's up? What you sipping on? It's no problem. Black and gold bottles like I'm pro New Orleans. But shawty, I'm far from a saint, but I got two A-maxes that look the same way. Wale, DC, that's me, huh? My body say Prada and they Prada say Fila. I ain't gotta tell you, they know about me, huh? She come to DC and I can make you a believer. She baby, I'm a leader, stay away from a Libra. And I ain't trying to lead you wrong, sugar, I need you.
Good evening. I'm Matt. This is Matt and JB's show. JB's not here tonight, so sitting in for JB, straight from Florida, Kyle, K-Bones himself, what's up?
Happy birthday, Mrs. Bailey.
Yeah, happy birthday, Mrs. Bailey.
Or Mr. Steele, I don't know.
Yeah, Jason's a big talker about coming over and doing stuff, and then last minute, yeah, I can't come. We're having a big birthday party at the house. I'll see you guys tomorrow night.
As long as he's happy, that's all that matters.
Yep, happy on his little teeny bed.
I'm not going to get into that.
People love talking about Jason's bed and his bedroom.
Jason's best bedroom is probably the basement back at Sue Ann Court.
Excuse me. I don't think there was enough homage paid to his computer. Is everybody...
He makes like $80,000 a year, and he can't go get a computer.
I don't think he makes that much.
Yes, he does. With overtime, he makes
80. Oh, with overtime, yeah.
Yeah, he makes 80.
Yeah, he's got a laptop, and the keyboard doesn't work on it, and the screen's broken. So he's a external keyboard and external monitor hooked up to his laptop. Do you really call it a laptop anymore? You really can't set it on your laptop.
You call it an apocalypse computer.
Yeah. Holy shit. White trash computer.
Like
WTC.
Like Alpine said. I'm a computer.
Oh, speaking of that. Did you hear the big Ron Burnsy show?
Yeah, they saw a fucking blowtorch.
Oh, if people don't know what we're talking about, there are these videos. Back in when G.I. Joe was
on. If you were a 12-year-old in the 80s.
You watched G.I. Joe, and at the end of every episode, they had like a PSA. And the PSA had a... You know, fire and all sorts of, you know,
hazards kids would run into, right?
Yeah. And some dude took them and redubbed them.
They're great.
They're awesome. I don't have a computer that works down here right now, so I have to use my iPod.
Call Jason up. See if he can bring his fucking awesome computer.
I'm a computer. And these.
Who wants a body massage?
Yo ass got sad.
That was awesome. El Chico Blanco.
And so, this guy just redubbed these PSAs with this crazy nonsense.
Yes.
And they were playing the one with barbecue.
Oh, you started disintegrating people. Blowtorch was the pork chop sandwich.
Blowtorch. He came running in and goes, pork chop sandwiches? Oh, it's fucking... One of the best ones was there was two kids, like, huffing in a bathroom.
Yes.
And Doc, he goes into the...
Starts doing reggae music.
He starts singing about Mr. Bus Driver. And then the kids start singing reggae with him.
We've lost them all with the G.I. Joes.
Yeah, but I'd like to play those. And then there was one with Gung Ho, who was a big Marine with the big Marine tattoo on his chest.
You know, Jason's little brother has that tattoo.
Yeah.
He is Gung Ho Jr.
Gung Ho. And Gung Ho sounding gay. Oh, that's a pretty little hat. To the kids.
Do you think the Marine Corps like being represented by Gung Ho?
Not if they saw that PSA they did.
I don't PSA or no PSA. Do you think they want to be recognized as vests? Guys wearing no shirts with vests and a hat?
Nah, probably not. I just remember the kids were skateboarding. He's like, oh, you boys have such little pretty hats.
So, Wild Bill wanting to ride his motorcycle.
I just want to ride my motorcycle. It's something we would have done back then.
Yes. You know, it's too bad we weren't smart enough to think of it.
And at the time, no.
No.
No, we weren't. But those are hilarious. So if you... They're called like Fensler films.
Yeah, just key in G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe PSA, and you'll find them.
It's 10 minutes long. It's the best 10 minutes you'll spend in a long time if you're of age.
Yeah. Yes, they are. Now, Kyle showed me a website earlier tonight. What's that website called?
Redbubble.
Redbubble, where you can go and you can buy, you can find T-shirts and iPad covers, anything. Yep. When they've all got pretty much any
pop culture, anything pop culture.
So we were looking at those. Those are pretty cool. So anything pop culture, like, you can find it on there. What was the Transformer one you got? You said you got some.
Yeah, it's Illegal Aliens. It's a Transformer and an alien and a predator jumping over the U.S. border.
Optimus Prime, we're going to need to see your green card.
You can get, you know, you can get G.I. Jose, a real Mexican hero.
Mm. They are the best at yard work.
That's, you saw what the Penn State kids did. I mean, you can't be saying that stuff.
Oh yeah, the Penn, that was in the news this week. The Penn State, like a sorority, had a Mexican party.
Yes.
And they all had like mustaches, sombreros, and the ponchos on.
Of all the universities to get caught doing something like that.
Yeah, Penn State's not doing so hot lately,
no,
are they?
No, they got lucky with their coach for now, but it's going to deteriorate fast.
Yeah. Mexican party. Mexicans are such easy targets to make fun of.
It's because, well, they're just going to take over slowly. And it's okay. Good for them.
Yeah.
They're doing all the work we don't want to do.
I don't have any problem with it as long as they're legal and paying taxes. And
all right, we're getting political.
Yeah, we are. Wow.
I'm good with all peoples.
We watched Project X again tonight.
I've seen it like four times this week. I'm on vacation, and it's an hour and 28 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You're up at 1 in the morning. Why not?
It's a great movie, though. I mean, I don't think it's would consider a great movie. It's a good movie.
It's
entertaining, and it makes you...
It's a guy movie.
Yeah, and it definitely makes you miss being young, because you see the kind of party they had. And you think, what could have been?
Now, what kind of party? So you're getting ready to turn 30, 36, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What kind of party do you think you could throw at 36 to equal that? What's the closest you could get?
Oh, that's a good question. If I just went, said, fuck it, balls to the wall. All
right.
We're going to throw the baddest motherfucking party a 36-year-old married guy with a newborn could throw.
How many people would be here? 10?
Shit. If that. Who would show up? Jason would show up.
Maybe.
By himself. Maybe.
Maybe.
There wasn't some family gathering going on.
He's got family first, man.
Yep. Donnie and Allie would probably come.
That would be awesome. You know what? I think Donnie would explode into a tornado that night.
I'd like to see Donnie really hammered, like, in a party like that.
I would love it.
We should slip Donnie some ecstasy. See what
that
happens.
Would be awesome. He's, you know, if he's coming to your thing tomorrow, he's gonna just fucking cover his drinks all night.
Unless he doesn't listen between now and
sure.
Tomorrow night.
Chances are we're good until Tuesday.
Oh, we should definitely slip Donnie some. See him fucking lose his shit.
Dude, so, what if he killed people?
Nice. It's a possibility, Kyle. I'm not going to lie to you.
Because I think that's what he does for a living still.
Oh, you still think he's the Donnie legacy?
Yeah, I still do. He still kills people.
If I could do a party now, I could definitely get a moon bounce.
Oh, I think after seeing that movie, a moon bounce is the key. Followed by a pool. You need warmer weather, though. So you got to wait till summer here.
Now, where we're going to run into trouble is the hot 18-year-old girls. That's always been the problem, though, hasn't it?
True. Any of our friends have 18-year-old kids by now?
Well, Jason's
Jason's whole family does, isn't it?
Yeah. One's like 17.
Maybe we should get... What about the one kid that works at P.F. Chang's?
Who?
Oh. The rapper.
The rapper? Did he have a rap name?
I don't know. Brett Silly? I don't know.
B-Rett Styles? We listened to that rap. That was pretty funny.
Now, he probably knows a lot of people... Of age, too, because he's 21 now.
Yeah.
So we could get 21-year-olds if we were cool with Brett.
Yeah. Can we get a guy with a flamethrower?
Who would bring the flamethrower? Probably Donnie.
Donnie probably does have a pretty sick arsenal.
Yes. He's probably got everything you could ever think of.
Mm-hmm. What else was at that party that we would need?
Ecstasy, a swimming pool. a professional college baseball player.
Yeah. Hmm. I don't know any. Do you?
No.
All right. So no college baseball player. What can we do to make people want to come to the party?
Ooh. Well, just do like they did. You know that's based on an Australian party.
Is it really?
Yeah, there was like some kid posted it on Facebook, and all these people showed up and trashed his place.
I post shit on Facebook all the time, and nobody ever shows up. Well, I guess that comes with being 35. And
yeah, if you were, you know, think about that shit. If we were that age and could do that shit.
We definitely grew up in the wrong. We had fun
parties. We almost buried a few people back in the day.
Yeah, I remember you wanted to bury some girl in your backyard.
At all costs.
She had definitely chugged a whole bottle of vodka.
And then said her balls burst.
This girl said, I think my balls are going to burst. And then she fell down the stairs.
She was dropped. She started kicking. She had to go.
So she had to be dropped and proceeded to fall down the stairs.
And hit the linoleum on her head. Yes.
Shit happens. We thought she was dead.
Well, you know, remember when we used to clean my house, we put on Johnny Mathis.
Really?
You don't remember us putting on Johnny Mathis whenever we cleaned?
No.
Yes, we did. We always put on Johnny Mathis when we went to clean.
Okay.
And I still remember that girl was passed out because we already vacuumed over her a few times. Her lifeless body was sitting there on the ground. And so that's vacuum her. Get her ready to go to work. And wherever she was, they got fired from immediately.
Yeah.
And then I remember going to the drop off all the recyclables and come back and Unky Wyatt was sitting out front shaking his head. I was like, oh, fuck, she's dead. She is dead.
We need to get a shovel.
Yep. By the way, because there's a certain JS was in the car.
Yeah.
And I said, we need to get a shovel. And he's like, okay. And he was like, okay.
Let's do it.
And Mike's like, no, I just got electrocuted by your ghetto ass dishwasher.
Oh, that's right.
That had never been used in 7 years. His whole left pinky was like black.
I mean, instead of burying her in the backyard, we called one of her friends and said, hey, this girl has passed out.
You know, all he did was pick her up and just put her in the car. My parents had come home from the beach and she was still out in the fucking car that night.
Really?
Yes!
I didn't know that.
Yes!
Oh, he put her in her car?
Yeah, he just left her there.
Oh, well, so he wasn't that good of a guy.
No!
Because I remember he came and he's like, you fucking guys, what'd you do to her? I said, we didn't do shit to her.
She drank the whole bottle of vodka.
Yeah, instead of balls were good times.
You know, how's that make you feel that was like your first, you know, that her balls burst?
I don't know. I don't know how it makes me feel. But,
we know she was feminine, but still. That was the first thing she thinks of is balls bursting when you have a whole bottle of vodka.
That was a good time. Oh, man. So we could probably find a girl like that we could feed a bottle of vodka to. And
oh, these days, no problem.
Girls nowadays are definitely harder partiers than they were when we were
in
the 90s.
Do you think it's they're harder partiers or we're just old?
I think they're harder partiers now. I mean, I think the whole generation is a little bit more wild than our generation was.
Fuck. I'm bitter about this.
We were talking about that earlier, about how when we were in high school, most girls wore sweatpants and big sweatshirts.
Big ass sweatshirts where you didn't know what a girl was really showing underneath.
Nope. Didn't know what the hell.
Every now and then they'd wear a jean skirt.
Jean skirts were hot back in the day. Jean skirts.
Jean skirts with what? Would they wear like Keds?
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I don't remember going to the pool and seeing girls like in bathing suits at all.
We didn't go to the pool a whole lot, though, did we?
No, not really. I couldn't even really tell you who had like a really nice body that we went to school with at the time.
In this day and age, it'd probably be pathetic.
Do you think girls that are our age now, who had like really nice bodies back then, wish that they like shown it off more?
I guarantee it.
I think so.
I guarantee it, because they probably could. Some of these girls were probably, you know, they weren't as cool or didn't get along.
Mm-hmm.
And they probably could have dominated if they got to show their bodies.
Yeah.
They probably could have dominated the high school scene.
Period. Wearing the type of stuff the girls nowadays wear.
Correct.
Huh. So if any girls who are our age were listening and have any
rock that body.
On, rock that body. If you still got it. Or let me know if you regret not having rocked that body back then when you had it. Because there's probably some now that don't have that, you know, had two or three kids and don't have it now. Wish they had shown it back then.
Do you remember a girl that was in my grade with the initials DB and was like a little person?
Oh, yeah.
She was one of them.
No, I doubt it. I think she did. She take a ride on the short bus to school. I never knew. I just knew of her.
But you saw her. She was very happy.
Okay. Well, if she was happy, then. I wish we could just fucking say people's names and just say, do you think this girl? We will after the show is over. We're not recording live.
Yeah, you can't do that because that's just not right.
Because we were definitely Facebook stalking earlier.
Yeah, I was looking at the Great Above Me's reunion photos.
Yeah, Kyle was checking out the class of 92's 20-year reunion photos.
That's me next year, if I even go.
Yeah.
D-Edge is in charge of that.
Is he really?
Yeah, man.
Oh, well, you got to go, because he's going to make you. Or you're gonna
tell he gonna might stab you. Me in the middle of the night.
Yeah, cut your heart out if you don't show up. Man, Facebook stalking. Everybody does it, right?
A little bit, yeah.
I mean, I'm a big Facebook guy. I'm on Facebook.
I'm not.
A lot. Hardly. You're not.
No.
Jason's not.
No. He's worse than me. I'm bad.
Now are you really not on it at all, or do you go and creep, just not post anything?
I would say I look at it at least once a day. I check my news feed, and that's it.
Okay.
But I don't post anything. It's rare.
I post shit all the time.
I know you do.
I think people are probably tired of me posting shit. I try and get the word out about the show,
right.
But, you know, I think people are glazed over by it now.
I think JB is actually probably more, he probably is a super creeper.
Oh, I bet he is too.
It's okay.
I think Wyatt is too.
Nah, I don't think he is.
I think he is.
I don't think,
here's why.
He can't put his life in jeopardy like that.
Well, no, you could creep, there's nothing wrong with going and creeping on Facebook and not like sending messages to people.
I know, but still, there's a history.
Here's why I think he does, because if I bring up stuff, we're out talking, he'll always say, "Oh yeah, I saw that."
Okay, you're up here. I'm not.
So I think he is a now like the guy like the jungle. I don't think he is.
Okay,
I think he goes on every now and then, checks stuff, but doesn't. Now, do you think girls are big Facebook stalkers like that?
Listen, the greatest thing about the thing is you always check to see whoever you slept with or dated.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really care what your friends are up to, because you still probably talk to your friends.
Right. Oh, I definitely go on there and check out people I knew and see what they look like nowadays.
I can't find any of mine.
Really?
Remember, we were looking
earlier. You do the thing where you've never requested anybody to be
a
friend.
I've never requested somebody to be my friend.
So if anybody knows Kyle and is waiting for that invite... You might as well send it yourself, because it ain't coming from him.
My 10 friends have all requested me.
Like, I like looking for, and I've seen this happen a bunch, where there's somebody who's married, and then they, like, you know, no posting for a while.
Okay.
And then they're back, and their status relationship status isn't showing up anymore.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And then, you know, the picture's all of them and maybe their kids, but... Their husband or wife isn't on there anymore. And I was like, uh-oh.
So people put time into that shit.
What?
You know, their photos and
stuff. Oh, well, if you get, like, divorced or separated, you gotta update your Facebook.
Okay. I don't know these rules.
I'll show you some later.
Okay. Okay.
But I see that every now and then. Then you go in there and look and do a little bit of background checking on it, see if there's something going on. We did it already with one of yours that you wanted to check out.
Oh, yeah. But there was no sign of that person.
No sign of the person.
Like, they never existed.
Person A was married to person B. And we were trying to find person B. And the person they were married to, who was person A, didn't have any...
No.
No pictures, no mentions of nothing of the person they were married to.
Now, do you think that's maybe because that person requests that other person, I don't want anything to be done with that?
It's possible, but right. I think more than...
Maybe they got a security clearance?
Yeah, I get a security clearance.
No, but a high one, maybe.
I get a high one.
Okay.
I get pretty high. But, I mean, I think I think they went and looked at, might have looked at mine, but there's nothing on mine that's going to prevent me from.
Okay.
When you get your clearance, everything is, the number one thing is don't do anything you can get blackmailed for.
And this isn't an issue.
No. There's nothing I can be blackmailed for, really, so I'm not worried about it. And maybe that person does, I don't know. But I think the more likely scenario is that person A and person B aren't together anymore.
Okay. Or maybe that person was just crazy and
maybe
has some crazy ass photos, if I remember, like that person used to be.
Yeah. Hmm. But I enjoy doing the Facebook stalking, checking that out.
It's rare, but I'll check it out every now and then.
The thing I don't like about Facebook is you can't find who's unfriended you.
Well, how's that work? Do you just not see their name on your list anymore, right?
Right, but you got to know who it is.
And, right.
So, and because there's no way of looking and seeing who's unfriended you.
I don't have that many friends, so I think I notice.
Yeah, you might.
I have 10 friends.
Well, I know people, either people have deleted their page or unfriended me because I've been around the same number for a while, and okay. I friended a bunch of new people.
Okay.
But my numbers stay the same, so I know some people have either unfriended me or you know, deleted their Facebook.
What's
page.
That like making enemies?
Making enemies? I don't
think
know.
You made enemies?
I wouldn't call them enemies. I think people may have gotten tired of my stupid posts about the show and stuff and maybe have hidden me or unfriended me. But I don't think I've made any enemies, per se. And if I have, fuck you. Bring it on. I'm up. I mean, if they are my enemy and they don't want to hear this anymore, odds are they ain't listening to this
anyway. What would you kill that person with?
This right here. They
that?
Wouldn't even see it coming. That is a throwing knife.
It's a throwing knife.
Yeah. They would never even see it coming. I'd sneak up behind them, right in the throat.
They never. What movie did you see that in and said, I need that?
American Ninja 4. I don't know.
Wasn't there one of those American Ninjas that had, like, that white kid kicking ass?
Wasn't the American Ninja white in all of them?
Well, these days, Americans, you know, it classifies so many.
Yeah, that's true.
But wasn't it, like, a white kid with, like, a flat top kicking ass?
Wasn't it... Remember TGIF, Step by Step?
Vaguely. Was it the one with Topanga?
Nah, that was...
What happened to Topanga?
They're coming back. The show's coming back.
Are you shitting me?
Yeah. Before we go back to Step by Step, that just came out. Is that they're doing, what was that show called? It was Corey and Topanga?
Yeah, Corey. Well, I don't know. Corey had like some really big lips for a 15-year-old girl.
Well, it was Ben Savage.
Okay.
And Topanga. What was that show called?
I don't know. Unky would know.
Yeah. Mr. Feeny?
I don't know. I never watched the show. All I know is I heard of Topanga.
She's hot. Have you seen Topanga?
No, I haven't seen her lately.
She hosts like some show on VH1
Does
or something.
Does she?
Yeah. Let's look it up here. Because I know everybody out there is right now going, it's this. It's called this.
Okay, look it up. Look right, up Topanga. All
right, IMDb. Or I'll just put it Topanga.
Yeah, Topanga.
Topanga. I think she got a DUI.
Good for her.
Yeah, Danielle Fischel. Boy Meets World?
I thought, yeah, that's it.
Okay. So they're bringing it back, but now it's going to be called Girl Meets World.
Okay.
And it starts with Topanga and Corey being married and their 12-year-old daughter.
Ah. So I'm still not tuning in. I didn't tune in then, but I will casually flip to see what Topanga looks like.
Well, here's some pictures of Topanga. Boy Meets World. Dave Corte he's listening. He sent me a message. Boy Meets World. But there's Topanga. She's got a nice rack.
They should do a show with all the girls from the mid-90s TV shows and put them all in the same show.
Yeah.
Like Kelly Kapowski. Topanga.
I think she's on some show.
She's always in some Lifetime movie about getting raped.
Isn't that what all Lifetime movies are about?
Apparently. I guess it's all what men do, apparently.
Mm-hmm. All right, going back to Step by Step. We're going to have to look that up, too. Because there was a guy who was, like, the goofy oldest guy. And I remember him just being, like, super retarded. Like, you know, like, goofy sitcom guy.
Right.
But then that guy was also, like, in movies where he was, like, a black belt ninja.
What?
A
Did he have a flat top? I think that's him.
I think he did.
I think that's him. Yeah, I think that's the guy that was a ninja. All
right, we're looking it up right now, step by step.
He was kind of like Boner-esque looking.
Yeah, that's him.
But it's not Boner. Boner's sadly no longer with us.
No, Boner took his life. I guess if you get stuck with the name Boner.
You know what's sad after you take your life like that? All that Boner jokes that come out after that. Do you think he's going to come back and haunt some motherfuckers?
Who make post-mortem Boner jokes? I don't know. Do you think that's what made Kirk Cameron
maybe
like,
he goes around
holy
making,
roller guy?
Maybe he goes around making people impotent. I don't know.
Cody. Was his name Cody on
yes.
the show? Sasha Mitchell.
That's it. He was a karate motherfucker.
Kickboxer 4 he was in.
That's it. I knew it was a 4.
Let's see. It says Sasha Mitchell. Will forever be known for two particular roles. He took over for Jean-Claude Van Damme in the Kickboxer series.
Okay.
Ending in the fourth installment, Kickboxer 4, The Aggressor.
Wasn't he one of those movies? What was that blonde chick that was always on those Skinamax movies kicking ass?
I don't know.
It's like a China girl.
China girl.
Well, yeah, seriously, China. But she was American. She had like a blonde hairdo.
Oh, well Sasha Mitchell is going to be in Cyborg Nemesis in 2013.
Can't wait.
He was in a child star movie, Dickie Roberts. With
I don't remember.
David Spade. When he was the...
I saw Dickie Roberts. I don't remember him in it.
Remember his catchphrase was, "That's fucking nuts." Or no.
That's fucking nuts.
It's knucking futs.
Look up that chick. You know who I'm talking about, man. The blonde bitch. She was always in those action movies late at night.
Was she in Kickboxer 3, The Art of War?
She could have been.
There he is. Kicking people.
The guy was a badass.
I don't know which blonde chick you're talking about. If you think of a girl, if you think of a movie she's in, I can look it up.
Yeah. I'll find her.
Oh, we know what we need to talk about.
Go ahead.
That I saw and posted it on Facebook and I put it on Twitter. There's some movie coming out. And it's a movie that was made in like 2012 and it looks like an 80s B movie. You know what I'm talking about?
It was made in 2012. Was it the one that showed me American Connection?
Yeah.
Miami Connection. That was made in 2012?
It was on the Apple's trailers page.
I thought it was like made a long time ago.
Tell you, Miami. There it is.
The movie looked incredibly awesome.
Oh no, it looks like it was made in 1987. Why did they have a trailer for it up on the?
Because it just came out in Blu-ray recently.
Oh, is that what it
is?
Yes. Well, the plot of Miami Connection is a martial arts rock band goes up against a band of motorcycle ninjas who have tightened their grip on Florida's narcotics trade. If that's not an awesome plot for a movie, I don't know. A martial arts rock band against motorcycle ninjas.
If you can fucking nunchuck, you can guitar play.
But if you look up Miami Connection and look at the trailer for that movie, there's people getting heads cut off. And
I've seen the trailer. It's great.
80s. Oh, I wish I had a computer that friggin' worked.
Do you think it's better than Hard Ticket to Hawaii?
No. Do you know what the funny thing about Hard Ticket to Hawaii
is? Do you remember
is?
That girl with the droopy boobs?
Well, I've known a lot of girls with droopy boobs. You have more.
No, but if you're a little kid, you think of boobs as firm. They stay on the chest. Mm-hmm. Little did you know that some girls, when they lean over, they just come completely detached like sandbags.
Okay.
I remember that in Hard Ticket to Hawaii, and I was... It's quite traumatic as a young kid.
Well, here's the thing about Hard Ticket to Hawaii. If you don't know what Hard Ticket to Hawaii is, it was like the king of 80s B-movies, right?
Yes.
You can't get it anywhere now. If you want to get like a copy of it, I've looked it up. It's like you got to chill out over like $100 for it. You would think that a movie like that has got the reputation that it has like the king of B movies, and somebody would take it and re-release it on DVD or Blu-ray or something, right?
Yep.
But it's not. You can't. You can watch a couple clips from it on like YouTube, but you can't get the whole movie. Like we, you know, last year we did the I got carried the Deadly Twins, which is another great 80s B movie that we watched.
Deadly Twins was horrible.
It was right there, the VHS Deadly Twins.
Yeah, we had to cut off watching Buck Rogers marathon for that.
Yeah, for watching Deadly Twins. Well, that's the thing is they're so bad, they're funny. Now, Hard Ticket to Hawaii. I just remember there was a part with the skateboarder guy. Somebody shot a skateboarder with a rocket launcher.
Well, you know, skateboarders are unstoppable forces.
And there was a giant. The story was so crazy. There was like a giant snake that was coming out of toilets and blowing up toilets.
All right, I'm looking this up.
Are you trying to find her stuff?
I'm still trying to find this Biznot. Right. This list is by Sergio 91.
I know this computer. I'm going to read you the plot for Hard Ticket to Hawaii. Oh, we should have brought beer down here.
Jason Statham ranks only number 6 as an all-time martial artist actress.
Does Jason Statham even actually know real martial arts?
I don't know. Lorenzo Lamas is 16.
What was Lorenzo
Lamas? Channing Tatum is 19, according to this.
Channing Tatum knows karate?
According to this guy. Number 20 is Taylor Lautner.
Is he a wolf? How's he know? Fucking... Holy crap. Alright, Hard Ticket to Hawaii.
Mickey Rourke?
1987.
This guy's list is horrible. Danny Trejo's on this.
Is he really?
Can you imagine him doing karate machete?
Alright, here's the plot summary for Hard Ticket to Hawaii. Two drug enforcement agents are killed on a private Hawaiian island. Donna and Taryn, two operatives for the agency, accidentally intercept a delivery of diamonds intended for drug lord Seth Romero, who takes exception and tries to get them back. Soon other agencies' operatives are involved in a full-scale fight to the finish ensues, complicated here and there by an escape snake made by deadly Founder. Toxic waste. Right. What's her name?
Cynthia Rothrock.
Cynthia Rothrock?
Yep.
Is she hot?
No, she's terrible looking.
Let's see. Cynthia Rothrock.
Yeah, Kira. She used to wear like a boy's blonde bleached haircut back in the day.
55? From Wilmington, Delaware.
Yes. Karate Nation of the United States.
She's got an official webpage. Let's see. What movie says Cynthia Rothrock? Oh, there she is. She's got some sort of nunchuck things in her profile picture. Let's see. Her top movie's known for
are
Undefeatable. Some Chinese movie. Huang Jian Shi Ji. She was also in Righting Wrongs and Rage and Honor.
Exactly.
I'm sure I've seen some
Listen,
of these, but I don't
you've
know.
Seen these. All right, we're getting off topic. What are we going to talk about now?
Well, we were talking about Hard Ticket to Hawaii.
Oh, okay. Droopy boobs.
Yeah. I just remember...
What's the first time you saw droopy boobs in person?
Probably Hard Ticket to Hawaii.
No, in person. Like
in person?
Where they could touch your lips.
Now, where they could touch my lips or they did touch my lips?
They could. They didn't have to. Could have been a stripper.
Droopy boobs like that.
I mean, weren't you like shocked or were you mentally prepared for droopy boobs?
I'm trying to think if I hooked up.
Did you sit there and think, okay, this chick, I can tell by the way her she's built, these are going to be some droopers.
That's a good question.
Because you always talk about it. There's droopers, there's ski slopes.
Witch tits.
Yeah, witch tits. They go in every, you know, you get that big gap and the nipples are going way out.
Yeah. That's a good question. Maybe a strip club?
And it's usually like a droopy boober is usually not a
droopy boober.
It's not a heavy usually. It's usually a normal built girl.
With big droopy boot?
Yes. Not big, just... You know, like B cups, well, maybe, and just all of a sudden, whoosh, there they go. And you're like, aww.
Oh, like, I think people have referred to them as pancake titties, too.
They're probably pancake when they're on their back, but they're droopy if they're on top of you, and it's scary.
That's a good question. I have to think about that. I don't know. Probably maybe a strip club or somebody I hooked up with. I don't know.
Okay. Just ask him.
Huh. Oh, I mean, I know.
What do you do with those things? Don't you want to tie them into a knot?
I don't know. Hold on to them.
Oh, there's nothing to hold on to. It's like sand going through your hands.
Like picking up a handful of sand and is going through your fingers.
What was that like? What was that stuff? Slime that you used to get at the grocery store? Slime?
Yeah. Slime boobs.
How come they don't make good shit like that in grocery stores?
I think because it was all ended up being toxic and we didn't know it when we were kids.
You fucking slime.
Slime was it's cool.
Slime and those octopuses that would climb up a wall.
I think those things are still around.
Are they really?
Yeah. Fucking, the wall crawlers?
Yeah, you fling them and
they slink down your wall and leave like an oily line down your wall. And your parents are like, what did you do? You get those. You know where you would get those?
Where?
In cereal boxes.
James Way?
No, you get them in cereal.
Well, I know you could get them in cereal, but you could also get them at the store.
Right, you could get them at like Bradley's or James Way. Wow. Oh, you know what I was thinking of?
Well, this show's going to suck. I understand this, but
I think it's been pretty entertaining so far. Here's what I was. I was in Sterling.
Okay.
You know? Your hometown, my hometown. Yes. A lot of people who listen to hometown.
You know what my mom told me was?
What?
I was looking to go to Taco Bell last few nights. I've been out drinking.
Right.
Because that's what I do when I come up here.
Uh-huh.
I look for a Taco Bell. Last two Taco Bells were closed at midnight and one in the morning.
Huh. Which I think there's one in Ashburn right there at Ashburn.
The one at Countryside's 1 a.m. The one behind my sister's house is midnight.
Okay.
Missed them both by 5 minutes each.
Okay.
And you know how bad I guess Sterling is? My mom says, don't go to Sterling. You might get killed. I was like, really?
Well,
she's like, don't go to the Taco Bell there, Kyle. You'll get killed.
I don't know, but my parents still live in Sterling. I don't know if you get killed if you go to that Taco Bell. Maybe by dysentery, but I don't think anybody's going to...
Well, I laughed. I was like, what do you mean I'm going to get killed?
Pop a cap in your ass. But... Here's what I was in that shopping center. I was at my parents' house, and doing dinner. Oh, it's Thanksgiving.
Well, they got like a Big Tops is what Safeway used to be, right?
Yeah.
Big Tops or something, whatever it's called.
I ran to the Safeway there. You know, the Safeway isn't where...
Or the far end, right.
And you know what's still there? I think might be the only...
Sterling Computers?
No. One original store that's been there... Since I remember, 1983, 84, do you have any idea what it is?
The comic book store.
No.
Sterling Pizza, I know, is not there because you can't sell beer and weed door to door anymore.
No. No, but think about it. There's one place in there that's been there as long as I can remember.
Dude, I not really. I
get, high up.
High up, yes! The
convenience store is still there.
It's still called High Up.
Yeah. I drove by, I was like, holy shit. High Up has been open for at least...
As long as I've lived here.
Like 30 years that place has been open.
Yes.
I wanted to just go in and check it out.
High Up had the slush puppies.
Yeah, they had slush puppies.
Which were a little bit like they weren't as thick as a slushy.
Right.
Which I liked, because you got more juice.
So is that the only original store, not even know if it's original, but
right
from the 80s it's left open in Sterling? I mean, I don't expect you to know because, you know, you don't live here anymore, but I was trying to think of that myself.
You mean, are you talking all the shopping centers or just that one?
Anything in Sterling.
Because the other shopping center that I remember growing up with was the town center.
Yeah. I don't know if any of those stores are original anymore.
7-Eleven's probably still there.
Yeah, that 7-Eleven's been there.
Giant's always been there.
Giant's been there, right? That same Giant.
That's about it that I can think of, that I can remember being there as long as I can, you know.
Baskin Robbins turned into Starbucks, and then...
We used to walk up there, then every time we'd have to stop at the 7-Eleven and play... what do we play? We played Rygar.
They had that at 7-Eleven?
Yeah, they had video game arcades. They had like two arcade machines. Games. They change them out on a regular basis.
Wow, I remember being...
We play Rygar.
I remember the Sterling Twin. Was that what it was called?
Yeah, the movie theater, Sterling Twin, yeah.
They had Yair Kung Fu there. Me and Carrie would play some fucking Yair Kung Fu all the time.
They had Rygar, like John Elway's football.
Well, John Elway's football was at...
What's that called now? I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's...
The guy would be like, no more than three kids allowed at the time.
Yeah, they put the thing... Getty Mart.
But what was it before Getty Mart? It was something else, briefly.
Yeah, it was. It was opened up as something else, because I remember when it opened, we were at Jim's house. We walked there in the middle of the night. Gets like, you know, candy or chips or whatever. I don't remember what it was called.
It had a different. I bet you the Edginator knows. It had a different name before it turned to Getty. It was like Hop Up. Hop In?
Might have been Hop In.
Might have been the Hop In.
I should go to Melissa's computer. We could call people.
I remember a big deal was when you go to Friendly's on a date after middle school for ice cream.
Friendly's is like Super El Mercado now.
Well, what do you,
my sister, all the Graftons all worked at the Friendly's there.
Yeah, and you'd always take a date to go to Friendly's.
What was it? I remember the mozzarella sticks.
Yeah, I remember. Remember they had the 2-2-2 breakfast special?
No.
When you got older, you appreciated
that shit. I remember
my sister
would just bring us home food all the time. Quesadillas.
I remember the Reese's peanut butter cup sundaes.
Those are best. Those are good. There's still Friendly's out in...
Yeah, it's still out there, Exxon area, whatever that's called.
Over in whatever that shopping center is.
The fuck? All right, anyway, moving on.
The clock tower in Sterling, that's all changed.
Yes.
Because there was Little Caesars was in there. What was the name? There was
Little Caesars. Unky Wyatt would walk all the way from fucking Great Falls Forest, meet me at Little Caesars, and we get crazy bread and walk back to my parents' house.
Little Caesars is making a comeback.
I know they are.
There's one in Sterling again.
Good.
Over in that shopping center.
I'm glad people appreciate the crazy bread.
Yeah. And there's one here in Leesburg.
Now if they just...
I like it how you walk in and their thing is you order your pizza.
It's not good,
though. No. Well, you get $5. $5 and you get it within 5 minutes.
Right. I know.
You get what you pay for.
It's all luck with that. If you time it just right, you could get a hot one.
But you might get one that's been
sitting there for 12 hours.
Okay. But crazy bread, I think
it's always fresh.
Is it really?
They don't have crazy. Do you think they have crazy bread sitting around?
Yeah, I think so.
That's bullshit.
I've seen because they've got like a little heater thing, the one in Leesburg, and they just grab your shit out of there.
Crazy bread is awesome.
I need to get a crazy bread recipe and make my own crazy bread.
Shouldn't be too hard.
No. Holy shit. What else was in that? Whatever. That Sterling, you know what's weird about the Sterling clock tower?
Right.
Is it looks like it's like two levels, right?
Yes, and there's nothing above.
What is up there?
Fucking nothing, man.
I know, because
the masters of Loudoun County.
I guess so.
Well, Donnie.
Jimmy John's used to be there. Or Jimmy G's.
Jimmy G's is gone?
Yeah. Well, Jimmy G's is Santini's now.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Right. And when we go to my parents' house, we get Santini's all the time.
Yeah,
well,
my parents still live in Sterling. We drive out to, I guess it was Santini's, but I still call it Jimmy G's.
Yeah.
Because that wasn't a few years ago.
Think about what that shopping center there, right on Route 7. It was, when we first moved here, the grocery store that was there was Basics.
Yes, I remember Basics. And it turned to Shoppers Food Warehouse.
And it's still Shoppers.
Right.
Next
the big
to
ass
it,
donuts.
Next to it was Jamesway.
Jamesway, right.
And I don't know, what is...
It was something, actually, before you came here, Jamesway was something else.
Really?
I don't know if it was Woolco.
Might have been
Jimsway, I don't know.
Woolworth?
I don't know, but it was something else before Jamesway.
And Heckinger's was on the end.
Yes.
Then Heckinger's turned into Totally for Kids.
Where you worked.
Where I worked, the jungle worked.
What kind of parents would buy fucking child stuff from you guys?
A lot of them.
Yeah, what were they thinking back? Do you think this day and age, you in the jungle could sell child furniture to parents?
Yes, I think we could.
Now?
Yeah, why not?
So do you think?
Well, because it was still like an offshoot of Burlington Coat Factory.
Right, right. I understand
which
that.
It is now, still Burlington. I want to go in there and see because I worked there for over a year.
Do you think there's somebody still left behind?
I think so. I think there's... I swear to God. I swear there's still a lady who was like 800 years old when I worked there. like in 95 to 96. Okay. I think she's still there.
Dude, you should check that out.
Because I think I went there like 2 or 3 years ago.
That's like
when I saw her. Huh? Oh, yeah. Same guys working there for the last 20 years.
That's fucked up, man.
Yeah, it is.
That hurt. That breaks my heart.
Oh, I see him. I'll go in there. I'll see him.
That breaks my heart, man, to see
that. Doesn't break my heart. He fucking was
well,
a dick to
yeah,
me.
I understand. But still, that's...
It is kind of sad, though.
I mean, that'd be like seeing me and JB at Dairy Queen still.
Yeah, it would be exactly like seeing you guys still working... Me and Carrie still working at Totally for Kids.
It'd be fucked up, man.
Holy shit. I made $6.25 an hour when I worked at Totally
for Kids.
You
might be up to $8.
I might be up to $8. I remember the guy who ran it, his name was Narendar.
What?
Narendar. We had a bunch of people that worked there. Finnegan worked there.
Okay.
But Finnegan and Kelly, Mazaris,
okay,
and Beth Letnin all worked there. But they worked at like the shoe department.
Okay.
But the shoe department was like this like leased space in there, and they weren't like part of Burlington.
Really?
Yeah, so they weren't like, I remember there's a blonde chick named Lisa who was like their manager who like ran the shoe.
Hot.
She was cute.
Okay.
But at the time I was like 18, 19, and she was like 27,
28. Yeah, that's my territory.
Yeah. I remember, I think she was like engaged at the time.
I remember getting picked up by, not picked up, one of the guys at Dairy Queen was done with their older girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
I said, I'll go out with her. She bought me all kinds of beer.
Really?
And I'm still a lightweight. And I remember her driving me all the way home. First of all, we got offered crack cocaine wherever she took me.
Uh-huh.
And then on the way home...
Crack cocaine.
Yes, crack cocaine.
Nice.
And on the way home, I just remember throwing up all over the car and her. It was great.
Wow. So, did you hook up?
No.
I didn't think so.
You know where my clothes were?
Where?
You know that gully between our houses?
Yeah.
Where all things go to die.
Yeah.
That's where my vomit clothes went that night.
So would you just sneak into your house and wear, like, boxers?
Yep.
Did you see that girl ever again?
Nope.
Really?
Nope.
Wow.
Remember all the shit everybody used to throw in that gully?
Yeah, there was a... you know what? Because my parents still live there. Every now and then, my dad will go back there
and find something.
Find, like, shit that's been back there for, like, 20, 25 years.
Like what?
Oh, he found something not too long ago.
He found a Manny faces?
Yeah, he found like broken toys that we had thrown back there and shit that we'd put back there. If you look back there...
But just so he knows, if he ever comes across a purple shirt and black shorts, probably with pleats back then...
That were yours?
It's vomit clothes.
But if you look back there...
You never threw out clothes before? Because you barfed on them?
Oh, I'm sure...
She's like, fuck that. I'm not bringing those home to wash.
Oh, I remember. You know, it's funny you mentioned that. 20 years ago, this weekend, I turned 16.
Oh, okay.
The Jungle took me to a party, okay, with Broad Run people.
Okay.
And I'd never got... I've been, like, drunk, like, you know, drank to a point I was really drunk, but I'd never, like, blacked out and thrown up and passed out. He took me to this girl's house who was having, like, a little party. And I got so fucking drunk. We had Taco Bell earlier that night.
Oh.
And I remember I got so drunk and I threw up and I passed out on this girl's floor.
Okay.
My 16th birthday. And like I remember they had like peel me off the floor. And I remember just being like totally friggin' miserable. And
what's the longest you ever hugged a toilet, you think?
Oh, for a long time. A couple times.
I remember.
But here's your thing about... All right. Here's the thing about that weekend. There were some people from Parkview who showed up there after I was already, like, blacked out. And I'd never met them before.
Okay.
But I guess I'd hung out and talked to them later that night. And I saw them in school the next, you know, this was like a Saturday night or whatever.
Right.
I saw them in school. And this is like Van, you know Van,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'd never, like, met him before. But he had shown up there later on. And then he said, hey, man, what's up, man? You're pretty fucked up. And I was like, I don't remember him being there. And I was like, all right, well, okay. I was like, yeah, I saw you at that girl's house Saturday night. And I was like, oh, yeah, it was pretty trashed.
I think I've thrown out many clothes because of vomit.
I remember they said when I threw up, it looked like an omelet.
Do you ever remember the pile... that JS left on all my hats.
Yeah.
All my, I had all those hats we got for free from the stadium store. Thank you, Scott.
Gosky, isn't there guys disappear off the face of the earth?
Yeah, 100, hundreds of hats. He left a pile that covered my hat.
That was weird. He must have eaten pizza that night, I think.
Dude, it was just piled.
It was like, you know, when you think of puke, it's usually like a fucking puddle, right?
Right.
But this was like a pile of stuff that he threw up. And remember we wrapped paper towels around our face to go in there and clean it up?
Yes. Now, over those years of vomit, you've become insensitive to it, yes? Or he still bother you? I mean, nobody likes it. I understand that, but...
You know, it's... It was about 5 years ago, because I was still living with Wyatt. I got food poisoning. And that was the first time since I was a child, so probably first time in 20 years, that I had thrown up...
Not
alcohol induced. And it's horrifying when you throw up and it's not alcohol induced. Because, yeah, I'd thrown up freaking hundreds of times because of alcohol, right? And it's no big deal. But doing it when you're actually, like, sick, that was not good. I haven't done it since.
Right.
I mean, not sober since. I mean, I've done it since drunk, but it's no big deal.
See, I live by myself, so if I don't make it to the toilet, it's a fucking disaster the next morning.
Do you really get that drunk though, where you can't make
every
it to
the now and then it happens.
Holy shit.
Yes.
Hmm.
Last time I got really sick, I threw up in front of a veterinarian's office middle of the day on St. Patrick's Day.
Well, St. Patrick's Day, you know.
Yeah, but can you imagine somebody taking their animal to be put down, and there I am throwing up out in front of it?
Yeah, that's pretty horrifying. Oh shit! Oh man, I'm trying to think. Oh, I remember on my 21st, around my 21st birthday, I went out with some coworkers.
Okay. All right.
And we were at, what was it called? Maybe it was called Nickleby's?
The name sounds familiar.
In Old Sterling, right next to Dairy Queen you worked at in Sterling.
Nickleby's, I think, changed. It used to be like the Barefoot Pelican.
I think it was Barefoot Pelican.
I know what you're talking about.
And I had just turned 21, and I went out with a bunch of coworkers. And, you know, I was actually talking about this with some of the guys I work with now, and they're all older than me. I was like, yeah, everybody takes you out now, and you're, well, I mean, I don't know. That was 16 years ago. Or 15 years ago. And they make you take all these awful shots. And I remember the Barefoot Pelican in the back had a screen door.
Yeah.
That went out to the back.
Yeah.
And they made me do like a gorilla fart.
Oh, I remember that one.
Cement mixer.
Yes, those were the worst. I always remember. And I don't know what they're... You know what? They probably got different names now.
Probably. And I remember running out that screen door and throwing up in the back of Barefoot Pelican after I did those shots.
Vomit.
Good time.
Vomit was always fun.
Didn't JS, Mr. Stern, didn't he throw up on somebody while playing cards?
Yes, we were playing asshole and we were getting ready to change positions and
a certain
person that might be coming in town was getting ready to microwave a nice pizza for himself. And another Unky was very excited to be vomited on that night.
Who gets excited to be puked?
He was okay with it. He was pretty pumped about it. We all kept partying except for the guy that making the pizza that hadn't had a drink all night said, I gotta go home. I'm gonna be sick. You guys are animals.
Well, that same guy who threw up that night, he was the one who threw up the pile. And there was a time, I think it was junior, senior year of high school. My parents were out of town. I had people over at my house. And he threw up in the sink in my bathroom. And it was so thick that it clogged the sink. And it was just fucking disgusting.
Just so you know. Were you there the night that I paid him back in spades on accident?
No. Did you throw up all over him?
I threw up down his vent in his parents'
house. Oh, yeah. Yeah, their parents called, and you answered the phone.
No, that was a different night.
Was it different? You said residence. Residence house.
That's a different night. I stoned out of my mind that night.
Yeah, you threw up down their vent.
I threw up down their vent. I remember dreaming that I was, you know, throwing up in a toilet.
Right.
Apparently, I decided to pick up the grate and throw up down their vent. And, you know, that shit isn't coming out.
Shit happens, man. You know, sometimes you gotta puke. Now, everybody does the move now where you think you had a lot of drink, make yourself puke.
I still can't do that. I won't do it. You?
I don't know. I think I've tried before. It's hard to do.
I won't do it.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember last time I threw up.
Oh, last week?
Last week. I guess I'm not hitting it as hard as I used to. Either that or I just don't remember. Have you ever thrown up at a football game? Because we go tailgate and...
I don't know. I'm at the point where if I throw up from alcohol, it doesn't faze me. I remember Ocean City doing... I remember hugging the toilet for a day straight.
Really?
Don't you remember...
I remember going to the beach.
I came up and did like a 360 degrees into the wall and it just splattered everywhere.
Yeah, it does ring a bell. Beach week. I remember I had to have puked at beach week.
Everybody pukes at beach week.
Yeah, I remember some guys hugged the porcelain and just passed out there and people would come in and just fucking pee and they're laying right there on the floor.
Everybody say hi to me as I'm hugging the toilet. Hey,
yeah, it might
Kyle.
Have been you, yeah.
They could have been peeing on me.
Girls go in there and fucking sit on the pot. And
yep.
Kyle sitting right there. If you're, I think everybody's had that moment when you've passed out on the bathroom floor, hugging the porcelain. I know I have.
Oh.
When I lived in South Riding, I bet there was multiple times when that happened.
Who are you talking to over there?
No, I'm just trying to find a song because we're about to end this.
Oh, our time's almost up?
Yeah, it's been an hour. All
right, if you're ready,
it's gone by. Pretty quick.
Good luck, people. You can just call this episode fucking vomit.
Puke. I don't know. What else did we talk about earlier in the show?
Listen, just tell them I would like to revise that lost episode of the Franken Chick.
The Franken Chick episode?
Franken Chick.
All right.
Doesn't have to be tonight where you picked up.
We build the perfect woman.
Now, let me ask you this. Would you go hair? How would you break it down? How many categories?
I don't know. Would you do head?
Does head include hair? That's what I'm. That's
yeah.
I'm
head includes hair.
Okay.
Head, chest, ass, leg.
That's it. Just four categories.
Yeah, because that was an episode we did.
Right.
And then my computer crashed when I was saving it, and we lost it.
Yes, we need to bring back the Franken chick.
Okay.
You need to see if you can get the Jungle and JB together for some kind of Christmas special.
Oh, we're going to do the Christmas rap battle.
I still like the cheap gift one.
And we're going to do the cheap gift again. If you're here for it, you'll be included.
If I'm here for it.
Are we going to come up with a good idea for that, though, for what we're going to do?
Where do you want to send them to? Because you did 7-Eleven last time.
Right.
Should you send everybody to a Mexican store?
Oh, everybody's got to go to High Up.
Yes! Yes!
Everybody's got to go to High Up in Sterling and get gifts.
Yes, everybody's got to High Up.
All right, everybody's got to go to High Up in Sterling and get gifts.
$5 and under. How much did you spend last year? What was your budget?
I think it was 20.
All right, $20 and under, gifts at...
From High Up.
Yep.
Or no, everybody goes to the Super El Mercado.
What if they all come back with, like, Chupacabra masks?
I don't know.
Whatever those things are called.
All right, well, I got to really get a piece.
All right, cut it.
We'll figure out something. But until next time, oh yeah, check out, most importantly, if you're going to buy stuff for gifts this year, go to mattandjb.com, click on our Amazon banner at the top of the page. It'll take you right to Amazon, just like anything else, like you're going straight to Amazon, takes you 5 seconds, and then whatever you buy, we get a percentage of the money that you spend, and it helps out the show a little bit. Also, our buddies Big Brown and Burnsy, check out their show, those guys are freaking hilarious. And we should have some other big news coming up in the future. But until next week, or maybe, I don't know, maybe later this weekend. Who knows? It's my birthday. If you're listening, come out to Buffalo Wild Wings tomorrow night in Leesburg. Hang with us. Have a drink.
There'll be five of us there.
There will be five of us. So
maybe JB.
Maybe.
Hopefully.
Yeah, we'll see.
Somebody should say his catchphrase in honor of the late Mr. Steele.
All right. Gunsmoke.
Stopping until we see the morning sun. So give us room and do our things. We ain't come to hurt no one. So everybody come and get up on the floor now and grab someone.
Man, first of all, I'm a boss. I just want to get that across. Man, even my dentist hates when I floss.